Stefan brought my attention to something which appears on Food 24 by Cathy Marston, who these days is described as a wine educator and wine editor for Food 24, but she has quite a lot of experience of the restaurant business. She was the proprietor of the much lamented, no longer with us, Nose Wine Bar in the old Cape Quarter. And Cathy writes about what five tips you need to follow if you have a legitimate complaint at a restaurant and you want to get it resolved. Cathy, good afternoon.
Hi there, John. How are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Very well, yes, thank you.
You finished by saying social media should be your absolute last resort when complaining or to share a hateful, disparaging review, like one recently posted by a local Western Cape blogger that has galvanized local chefs into taking some serious action. What's that about?
Well, I think really that if you genuinely want your experience at the restaurant to be a good experience, then
No. I want the scandal about the blogger and what local chefs are doing.
Well, I think that it was a review that was written that a particular chef took very, very strong exception to. Didn't think it was a very fair review. And what he's done is he's basically getting a lot of support from other chefs who are saying, you know, that this does not seem to be the right way to go about reviewing restaurants. So there's a bit of a groundswell of quite a few chefs who are now saying that, you know, if you do have problems, we would like to deal with them in the right way. And that was really one of the reasons why I think Food 24 has put that article back out again, that if you do have an issue with a restaurant, there is a right way to handle it, and this is what we suggest you do.
And social media is not the right way to go about it, and yet it is the way that, look, I don't know how many diners have access to social media and use it frequently and how many don't, but it does seem to be the forum through which most people share their complaints, because they're most interested in not in sharing their complaint with the restaurant, but in being seen by the social media world to be clever enough to have picked up some restaurant problems.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, one of the downsides of social media is that it does give people a platform to give an opinion without always being aware of the impact that opinion can actually have on a business. And it's not just restaurants, although obviously because we all eat, it's an easier thing for us to feel that we're entitled to have an opinion on. But, you know, there's all other businesses are obviously impacted by people regarding them as offering less than perfect service delivery.
Okay, and all right, Cathy, let's share with the listeners those five things that you can and should do if you have a problem and if you're serious about getting it resolved in a sensible way. Tip number one.
Well, the first thing that we say basically is that you must keep calm. You know, there's no room really, and we've all seen again these things on social media of people just completely losing it in restaurants, shouting at people who are possibly not empowered to actually make decisions and change the experience that people are having. If you're calm, then that's basically the first thing that's going to help you get yourself taken seriously and be able to get your point across properly. So shouting and screaming and making a big fuss, certainly from my experience as a restaurant owner, that doesn't really make me want to help you all that much and take you that seriously. So definitely, yeah, don't shout. It's not going to work.
And then you say, tip number two is tell someone immediately, because I mean, I've been present in restaurants where this has happened. People eat their meal and you can see if you're at a table close by and perhaps you're not enjoying your own meal too much, so you're watching what other people are doing. And you notice that there's lots of muttering going on. And then at the end of the meal, when they call for the bill, they say, I really didn't think much of the food. I mean, take the first bite. If the meat's too tough, if it's too rare, too well done, if it's too salty, hand up, call waiter, manager, please, I don't like what you put on my plate.
Absolutely. I mean, no one's perfect. And either mistakes will be made or there's been a misunderstanding or a misinterpretation or whatever it is. You know, the restaurant owners and the restaurant managers, they're not there to sort of make an enemy of you. It's by far in their interest that you're having a good time and enjoying yourself. But it's very difficult to sort of to fix at the end of the meal if you sort of soldiered on through and been unhappy all the way through. What can we then do? Because if I offer you another meal, well, you're full now. You don't want to eat anything now. If I offer you another meal to come back another time, then maybe your experience has been so not good that you might not want to come back another time. So it really presents you with an unfixable situation, which makes it very difficult.
And explain clearly what you want the restaurant to do. What's that about?
I think that, you know, if you just say, I hate this and it's no good, then are you fishing for something? Or it would just help the communication process if you can say, look, this was not meeting my expectations. This is what I would like for you to do me instead. And make your expectations sort of realistic. I remember very clearly a case where a fly had got inside a glass of wine. And these things happen. You know, it's Cape Town, it's warm, it's sunny, you're sitting outside on the, you know, the terrace and everything, and a fly gets in the glass of wine. Terribly sorry, I'll take that glass away, and of course we'll give you a fresh glass. But we did have a scenario where somebody thought that was a good enough reason to say we want an entirely fresh bottle of wine for the entire table and would like to comp our meals as well, which is a little, that doesn't seem a very reasonable expectation to have. So if it is that you do want another dish, then that's fine. If you'd like them to try the same dish again because they have overcooked the steak but it looks really delicious and you'd like to try it properly cooked, just explain what it is that you want, and then, you know, the restaurant should then be very happy to try and meet those expectations.
I think one of the problems, particularly, I mean, the larger the table, I think the more of a problem it becomes. One person out of three or four at the table doesn't like his or her meal. The others are perfectly satisfied. And you're tempted to keep eating what's on your plate, even though you don't think much of it. Because if you send yours back, then when your replacement meal comes, the other three are finished, or theirs is stone cold while they're waiting for your new food to arrive. And I think that's perhaps one of the things that stops people from complaining at the time.
It is, and I think as well, we're, you know, most people, to be honest, are nice people, and nice people don't really like to. I'd like to think so. I think that most people genuinely don't want to complain. They don't want to, you know, sort of cause other people to embarrass. But we have this sort of natural reticence, I think, from you know, being seen to sort of to cause a problem. And I think that also, you know, makes us keep our mouths shut. I will say that, particularly if it is a big table, I would rather know if there is something wrong absolutely instantly, because if that does start to snowball, then the last thing you want is 10 and 12 people, and then this meal's now coming back at this time, and now I decided after this meal isn't working for me either. So it is something that you see quite often in restaurants, that if one thing starts to go wrong, others will follow quite quickly. And I think from that point of view as well, as soon as you can actually sort of get in there and fix the first thing, you can often stop anything else, you know, sort of people starting then to look for other reasons to complain as well.
And the fifth and final tip is go to the top and follow through if necessary.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it isn't always the case that the senior manager or the owner of the restaurant is there on the floor that night. I've certainly had the situation, and I've actually been on the other end of it as well. I had a very disappointing experience at a Johannesburg restaurant, and we couldn't get the manager. We couldn't get the manager to come to the table. I don't know, maybe we were very scary or something. And we couldn't get any proper resolution that evening. And I did follow it up the next day, and I followed it up with an email to the owner. And we did get the problem resolved at the end of the day. It's a person who isn't empowered to make a really, you know, positive decision and resolve this problem then and there. If they're not there on the night, if it's their night off or whatever it might be, then they would still rather hear about it, even if it is the next day. It's not. I don't want to say it's never too late to solve a problem. You know, it's obviously much better if you can solve it then and there. But if that's not the case, then I still think most decent restaurateurs would far rather know that the staff didn't handle it particularly well, that this dish is a disaster, or this went wrong, or this scenario was just not acceptable. Because we're all in business, and if you don't tell us these things are wrong, we can't fix them. And if we can't fix them, then we don't have businesses. So, you know, even if it does seem, you know, at the end of the day, oh, isn't really worth it, whatever, let's just move on and never go there again, restaurateurs would far rather have the chance to fix it, even after the event, do what they can to solve it, and maybe at some point get you again as a customer in the future.
Thank you very much indeed for those tips. Wine educator, wine editor, former restaurant owner, Cathy Marston.